Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How to Day Trade. The Plain Truth by Ross Cameron is a practical entry point into the fast-moving world of intraday stock trading. Known for educating retail traders through his Warrior Trading brand, Cameron frames day trading as a skill-based pursuit that requires structure, risk control, and realistic expectations rather than hype. The book focuses on the core mechanics a beginner needs to understand, including what day trading is, how a typical trading day works, and why preparation and rules matter more than predictions. It also emphasizes the emotional pressures that come with rapid decision-making and the importance of treating trading like a business with defined processes. Instead of presenting day trading as guaranteed income, it leans into the plain truth: losses happen, learning takes time, and survivability is the first goal. For readers who want a straightforward overview of how retail day traders approach the markets, this book offers a clear foundation and a disciplined mindset to build upon. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding what day trading really is. A central theme is clarifying what day trading means in practice and what it does not. The book frames day trading as buying and selling within the same session, often holding positions for minutes and aiming to capture small price moves rather than long-term appreciation. It highlights how the market environment, liquidity, volatility, and news catalysts can create opportunity but also amplify risk. Readers are guided to distinguish day trading from investing and from slower swing trading, since each style requires different tools, time commitments, and performance expectations. The discussion typically connects the reality of transaction costs, slippage, and speed of decision-making to the need for an edge, even if that edge is small and repeatable. It also emphasizes that a day trader is operating a probability business, not seeking certainty. By resetting expectations, the book helps readers evaluate whether the lifestyle and cognitive load fit them. This topic also encourages viewing results through the lens of many trades, where consistency matters more than any single win. That framing supports a more professional attitude toward preparation, record keeping, and continuous improvement. Secondly, building a repeatable trading process. Another major topic is the value of having a defined process that can be executed the same way day after day. The book generally presents trading as a sequence: pre-market preparation, scanning for candidates, identifying a setup, planning entries and exits, executing with discipline, then reviewing performance. It commonly stresses that beginners should focus on a small number of understandable patterns instead of jumping between strategies. A repeatable process includes criteria for what to trade, when not to trade, and how to size positions based on risk rather than excitement. It also addresses the importance of planning trades before entering, so decisions are not made under stress while prices are moving quickly. The process-oriented approach reduces impulsive behavior and makes performance easier to diagnose. If a trader follows a consistent method, they can determine whether outcomes are due to strategy quality or execution errors. The book also tends to highlight the role of routines, such as a daily watch list, defined trading hours, and post-market journaling. For readers, this topic turns day trading from a vague idea into an operational plan with steps that can be practiced. Thirdly, risk management as the first priority. Risk control is presented as the foundation that keeps a trader in the game long enough to learn. The book emphasizes that protecting capital matters more than chasing large wins, because large drawdowns are hard to recover from and can distort decision-making. Core ideas include defining a maximum loss per trade, using stop levels that match the setup, and sizing positions so a single mistake cannot cause catastrophic damage. It also commonly covers daily loss limits, since intraday trading can spiral when emotions take over after early losses. Another focus is understanding that volatility cuts both ways, and that leverage and margin can magnify outcomes. The book's plain truth framing tends to encourage realistic planning for losing streaks and unexpected market moves, making contingency rules a non-negotiable part of trading. Risk management is also linked to consistency. When losses are controlled, a modest edge can compound over time. When losses are not controlled, even a good strategy can fail. Readers are encouraged to view risk rules as a business expense policy rather than as a constraint, because those rules create stability and confidence in execution. Fourthly, psychology, discipline, and emotional control. Day trading compresses decision-making into seconds, so psychology becomes as important as technical knowledge. The book highlights common emotional traps such as fear of missing out, revenge trading, moving a stop to avoid being wrong, and taking profits too quickly while letting losses run. It encourages readers to recognize that the market will always provide more opportunities, which helps reduce the urge to force trades. Discipline is presented as the ability to follow rules even when the outcome is uncertain, because trading success depends on repeating good decisions rather than predicting the next tick. This topic also explores how stress and fatigue affect performance, making sleep, breaks, and defined trading windows practical performance tools. The book generally promotes accountability through journaling and reviewing trades, not to self-criticize, but to identify patterns in behavior. Another psychological angle is expectation management. Treating early stages as skill development rather than income replacement reduces pressure and improves learning. By focusing on mindset, the book helps readers understand that most trading mistakes are not about charts, but about impulsive responses to uncertainty. For many beginners, improving emotional control can produce bigger performance gains than adding more indicators. Lastly, tools, market structure, and practical setup. A practical topic in the book is the basic infrastructure a day trader needs to operate efficiently. This includes choosing a broker, understanding commissions and fees, and knowing how order types work, such as market, limit, and stop orders. It also covers why execution quality matters, especially in fast-moving small-cap or high-volatility stocks where spreads and slippage can change results. Readers are introduced to the idea of market structure, including liquidity, volume, and the role of news and catalysts in creating momentum. The book also points to the usefulness of charting, real-time data, and scanners as decision aids, while cautioning that tools do not replace a sound strategy. Another practical consideration is developing a workspace that supports focus, including stable internet, appropriate hardware, and a distraction-reduced environment. The emphasis is not on having the most expensive setup, but on having a reliable one that allows fast and accurate execution. By outlining these operational basics, the book lowers the barrier to getting started responsibly and helps readers avoid common beginner mistakes such as trading illiquid names, misunderstanding order behavior, or underestimating the impact of costs. In conclusion, this book is best suited for aspiring retail traders, motivated beginners, and intermediate traders who want a more grounded perspective on what day trading involves day to day. It is also useful for anyone considering whether the time commitment, stress level, and learning curve fit their life before they risk meaningful capital. The main benefit is that it reframes day trading as a structured performance activity. You build a process, control risk, practice discipline, and measure results over many trades. That mindset can improve a reader's life by encouraging better decision-making under pressure, stronger habits around planning and review, and a more realistic approach to financial goals. Compared with many similar trading books that lean on hype, vague inspiration, or overly complex theory, this one stands out for its plain language and emphasis on survivability and repeatable routines. It addresses the practical questions that tend to derail beginners, such as how to think about losses, how to create rules, and how to avoid emotional spirals. If you want a straightforward framework and a disciplined perspective from a well-known trading educator, it is a worthwhile purchase and a solid foundation to build on. If you would like to support Ross Cameron, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around, First Thing Fact.